Call of Duty Vanguard Alpha Beta is here, and it's time to discuss it in full details because I got to play a couple hours of it, and I got a lot of thoughts. Welcome back to a brand new segment on Critics Play Games. My name is Zach. I am one of your main hosts, and I am probably the only person in this group that actually still plays Call of Duty and somewhat still enjoys it, but I'm very pessimistic about it all the time. One of my closest friends, all he does is play Call of Duty, so the only game we can really bond over is Call of Duty. Now, we were really much looking forward to the Vanguard Alpha Beta, which just debuted on the PlayStation 5. I'm going to be here giving you guys my first impressions, showing some gameplay, and as well just overall talking about, is this going to be the Call of Duty game changer that we are really needing right now, or is this just going to be an overall disappointment again? We're going to discuss all that right now. If you guys are new here, consider hitting that like and subscribe button because we do love talking games over here on a daily basis, and as well as comment down below and let me know your guys' thoughts. Are you guys excited for this new Call of Duty? Are you done with Call of Duty? Have you even played a Call of Duty game? And what is your favorite Call of Duty game? Let's discuss it all down there. So let's discuss it. Call of Duty Vanguard is the brand new World War II game coming from Sledgehammer Games, which has made other Call of Duties like Call of Duty World War II, and of course, most notably, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, I think. I'm not the biggest fan of Advanced Warfare, and World War II didn't really hit the mark for me either. The only thing I really liked about World War II was the zombie mode. I actually thought that was pretty cool. But other than that, I liked some of the multiplayer isms. I just never really found myself replaying those games too often. For me, my prime Call of Duty aspect is Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops 2, Black Ops. And when it comes down to Call of Duty, I mostly play zombies. Like, that's the only mode I've really ever much put time to, unless it's Modern Warfare 2. That was the only game I actually put, like, actually got all the procedures, all the camos. That's the one game I put all the time into multiplayer. And I've been wanting it to go back to that sensation, that game-changing thing that I don't think the game is really much redefined since then. Now, we can have our arguments about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019, which I thought was a nice reboot of the entire franchise. I really love the engine they brought into there, and even the graphics were stunning. But as it came about, I didn't love the multiplayer. It was something I played again with my friends a lot, but I never felt inclined to put hours and hours and hours into grinding for a gun or grinding for a camo or the brand new battle pass sequence that they have that every game's doing. I wasn't the biggest fan of it. And then, God forbid, Cold War. I was optimistic about because I love Treyarch. Then I found out about some of the stuff behind the scenes, played the damn game. The multiplayer is frustrating. It's buggy. It's crap. It's not balanced. And then you go over to zombies, which I thought was probably one of the most lackluster zombies. They went for something different. I liked most of it, but it was way too damn easy. And we know nothing to little of what Vanguard Zombies will be about, which all we know is World War II. And it'll be developed by Treyarch, which makes me slightly optimistic, slightly pessimistic because of the stuff with Cold War. We'll see on that part. But of course, with this alpha, all we've had, and I've only played for 2 days now, we have this mode called Champion Hill. Now, there's a duos mode and a trios mode, which is two people on one team, three people on one team, and it kind of like puts you in these small little battle arenas where you, like, it's Wingman from Gears of War, and you go and fight one another, and there's lives and stuff like that, and you can buy in between rounds, and it kind of reminded me of something in between Counter-Strike and Call of Duty, and I dug that. I like the mode, but I also will say, as an alpha and for something that should be getting me more excited for Call of Duty, it didn't move my meter one way or the other. I'm still kind of in the middle of, I'll probably get this first day so I can cover the game, but will it be something that I'm really excited about? Time will tell. And right now, I'm still optimistic and pessimistic on the whole entire project overall, even after this alpha. But let's talk about the good. This mode, pretty fun. Cool. Playing with some friends is pretty awesome and actually having those dynamics. And again, I love the engine from Modern Warfare and they're bringing it back for this World War II thing. I prefer World War II guns as well, and I love that whole entire history and elements, so I like that more gritty realism that we're feeling right here in this game, more boots to the ground feel that I wish more Call of Duties would really much touch on. I think, you know, the only other game, shooter game per se, that kind of gets it within the Modern Warfare flair is Battlefield. Battlefield 100% gets the boot to the ground thing, and I'm not even the biggest fan of Battlefield. I'm pretty excited for the one this year, but I'm not even the biggest fan of them. But Call of Duty, I don't think has ever gotten down that realism and grittiness when it comes down to multiplayer besides World at War. And maybe we can argue one of the Black Ops games. I think the one that took place during Vietnam. But I liked the realism, not the realism, but the actual toughness of this, of sitting on the edge, shooting your gun, and, you know, the recoil, stuff like that we can talk about, I think needs to be very much balanced. But shooting the guns actually has a shooting the guns feel to it. It doesn't feel like you're playing a game. It actually feels like you are shooting a live gun. The ammo goes fast. It shoots hard. The time to kill is not the strongest. I actually think that's one thing that does need to be a little bit tinkered more to the right, but I like that aspect. And I actually felt like it was a little bit more intense being in these little scenarios and not knowing what's going to come. Now, not all the maps in this area are great. There are some that are completely junk and some that you can literally pinpoint across, shoot someone right as you're starting and kill them, which is just stupid. But again, I like using the Tommy gun, the bar, the MP40. It was awesome coming back to bring these guns to life. Now let's talk about, if we're talking about guns, let's go over to the sniper rifles. Don't like the sniping in this game. Very slow, meandering, and the two times that I did use the sniping, and I'm pretty damn good with sniping, I like to give myself some credit on there, it sucked. I did not like the sniping whatsoever. I actually think that's something that needs to be a little bit tinkered back to Modern Warfare. Again, I play a lot more of Warzone than I do Cold War's multiplayer. I love the engine. I love the strafing. The blind fire mechanic that everyone's kind of hubba-ballooing about, I think it looked better in the campaign gameplay that they showed us at Gamescom personally than in the multiplayer. Didn't really use it. But the strafing while mounting, awesome. And again, those little isms all work. You know, if you like Modern Warfare's combat or Warzone's combat, it's the same thing with Vanguard, but instead with World War II time and all sorts of things like that. But the thing with Vanguard is I do feel like that this is actually really much touching on that boots to the ground feel of that gritty realism, and it feels dirty, it feels cluttered, and I like that. But let's talk about why I don't think Vanguard works overall. And this is just an alpha, so this could change. But the graphics seem a little bit muddy. It feels a little bit buggy at times. I ran into quite a couple of bugs, one that I got stuck on a wall. And again, this is an alpha. I understand. But we're only a couple months out, so I do feel bad for the developers. We're probably going to have to do a lot of crunch work on this stuff. I also just don't love this mode. Call of Duty multiplayer, I used to put countless hours into. But this mode's kind of frustrating at times when you get a shitty team and it's just literally them and you're putting them on your back and walking them across the damn field. So if you don't get a good team, not great. And the skill-based matchmaking is very accurate in here, I can say. One game I did like 11 kills, next game, Jesus Christ, I couldn't even get one because I had people bunny hopping, jumping, squirting, all the sorts of things that you know in Call of Duty. It's all there. And it just never really much came to be in one of the most best ways possible. I walked away from Vanguard liking what I saw, but again, my meter of being hyped for it and not hyped for it never really moved. It's in the middle still. I'm pessimistic on some of the things. I don't believe that this game will be a game changer like some people are actually hailing it to be. Graphics look great. I know the campaign will at least be fun for that amount of it. I'm happy Laura Bailey is doing one of the main voices in here, and I'm liking the realism and the gritty aspect of it. And of course, I love the Modern Warfare engine, so I'm all for that. Over to the other side, I don't love this game. It just feels like another Call of Duty. And I'm not saying they need to redefine everything. I know it's gonna feel the exact same, but it just feels like a skin over of Modern Warfare. And I don't love that. I walked into this going, okay, it's just another Call of Duty. I liked, again, the one difference of it feeling a little bit more boots to the ground feel than Cold War had, and a little bit more of a fluid motion to it because of the Modern Warfare engine. But, you know, I can't really talk much on the graphics or the bugs because that's all gonna get patched and fixed with, you know, the better betas coming down the road. And if you've ever played an alpha before, alphas are pretty shitty. But I expected a better perspective on this, or a better, like, going into this, I feel like they know that, I feel like at least for a lot of gamers out there who are somewhat still in the Call of Duty, they're really much looking at Vanguard to be that game changer. And I don't think it's a game changer here, personally. And I don't see it becoming a game changer at all. And maybe that can change my mind on future betas or actually when the game releases. But right now, I'm still sold to cover it, but I'm not sold to play a lot of hours on it. And that's the one thing holding me back on Call of Duty Vanguard. So, but I want to hear your guys' thoughts, because this is going to be the most important thing. What do you guys think about the gameplay? Have you gotten to try the game? Do you like how it feels? Do you like the boots to the ground aspect? Do you completely disagree with what I'm saying, that you think this could possibly be the best Call of Duty game ever? I don't. I think it just feels like another reskin and they're just kind of mulling through it. Campaign will probably be cool. Hoping Zombies is great, but I want to hear your guys' thoughts down below. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button on Critics Play Games. We love talking games over here. A lot of our old audio versions will start running over the next course of the days, so that way you guys can enjoy it. And if you like audio version only of the podcast, make sure to head on down below because we'll have a link where it shows you everywhere that we are audio. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we are probably there. But of course, guys, my name is Zach. I'm one of the main hosts. And of course, until next time, have a great day.